As we look back at the Supreme Court's docket in 2025, there have been a number of cases that took center stage in the news this year. The court issued around 67 opinions in the 2024 to 2025 term, which ended in June. And before they left for the summer, the justices granted review of 32 cases, with two more added on since they returned in October. In addition, the court issued 20 decisions from its emergency docket during the summer. Several hot-button issues addressed this year include transgender rights, presidential authority, and the First Amendment. On the merits docket, in which the rulings are final and the issues will not go back to any lower courts, a case that stands out addressed judicial authority. CASA versus Trump involves an executive order on birthright citizenship, which eliminates a years-long practice of giving automatic citizenship to babies born in the U.S. But the issue presented to the court was whether federal judges had the authority to universally restrict the president's executive orders. The Supreme Court said federal judges only had the authority to provide remedies that are tailored specifically to the parties involved in the case, which means the solution would not apply to individuals or entities that had not filed a claim. President Trump applauded the decision.
But in recent months, we've seen a handful of radical left judges effectively try to overrule the rightful powers of the president to stop the American people from getting the policies that they voted for.
So what does that mean for the cases that challenge executive orders? An attorney explained to ABC News.
You're going to see more lawsuits filed and more lawsuits with class action allegations because no more can you find one judge in one obscure county to issue a nationwide injunction. Instead, you're going to have to ask a judge to certify a class and follow those procedural rules, which are cumbersome.